Brent just posted its first close below $107 in the war cycle, day 82 of Hormuz shut, and the rupee is at a record low of 96.83 simultaneously. How do those two things coexist?
That tension is exactly the session. Cautious peace trade watch, range 23,550 to 24,050. Brent dropped 4.3% to 105.85 on Trump's final stage Iran claim, but no US official has locked in terms. The rupee record tells you foreign money is still pricing the war, not the deal.
Four range-bound sessions in a row. GIFT Nifty up 61 points this morning. Does the Iran framing actually break that band?
Only if confirmation arrives before Indian close. A White House statement gaps Nifty 300 to 400 points upward and collapses the 23,450 to 23,900 range. Silence keeps us exactly where we've been. The market is not panicking at $105 Brent. It's waiting for the signal.
Fed minutes dropped overnight. Majority ready to hike if war inflation persists. You just said peace trade watch. Doesn't the Fed signal cancel the relief?
That's the cap on the ceiling. Brent relief and a Fed rate hike scenario running at the same time means INR and rate sensitives face opposing pulls. FII sold 1,597 crore on May 20, even while DII absorbed 1,968 crore. Domestic floor holds, but foreign conviction is absent. FOMC June 17 is the next binary for the rupee.
You said FII conviction is absent. Does the 1 year forward breaching 100 rupees confirm that?
Directly. Forward 100 signals persistent depreciation expectation. Import heavy names and ECB borrowers face compounding cost pressure regardless of what Brent does today. RBI stepping in with a $5 billion swap auction on May 26 is the near-term anchor for banking system rates and NIM pressure.
On the sector side, OMCs and aviation get obvious Brent relief. Where does that actually land in the numbers?
HPCL was a top gainer yesterday. It carries the most direct margin recovery read from Brent dropping below 107. Indigo gets the first meaningful ATF cost relief of the war cycle at 105.85. BPCL and IOC follow. If Brent sustains below 103, that is when the OMC re-rating trade becomes durable, not just a day trade.
Motherson posted Q4 PAT up 46% to 1,497 crore. In a weak earnings season, does that read hold?
It's the auto ancillary outlier this season, a 46% PAT beat when most mid-cap earnings are compressing. The sector divergence favors this name over peers. Auto broadly had BJP capex tailwind and Bajaj Auto was up 2.5% last session. Motherson is the earnings story in that pocket.
And the structural read going into the session?
The Iran deal framing is running ahead of the confirmation. Trump's final stage claim moved Brent 4.3% and lifted Asian futures. But no US official statement has locked in terms. The war is the overhang, not the verdict. What changes the structural picture? A confirmed Hormuz reopening timeline collapses Brent toward $88 to $90, reverses the rupee's record low trajectory, and removes the Fed's primary justification for the rate hike scenario flagged in Wednesday's minutes. Until then, the RBI's May 26 swap auction is the near-term domestic anchor. Banking system liquidity supported, rate floor intact, DII buying absorbs FII exits. The structural India thesis is intact. The range is the war pricing band, not a directional verdict.